Welcome to this SearchNetworkingChannel.com podcast. This is Elaine Halm, Associate Editor. Today's podcast is a supplement to our project FAQs on VPN deployment and management services. Joining us is expert Lisa Pfeiffer. Thanks for joining us, Lisa.
Thank you, Elaine. Glad to be here.
Lisa, what are some of the features of VPNs that a solution provider should highlight when speaking to a potential customer?
Well, Elaine, in the old days, virtual private networks were just expected to secure business data sent over the Internet from branch offices and travelers. That means that systems at the opposite end of the VPN tunnel, firewalls and clients, were assumed to be known and trustworthy, and most early VPNs just established unfiltered tunnels into the corporate network. However, Internet threats and business needs have evolved. Today's VPNs are expected to do a lot more than encrypt tunnel data. Today's VPNs must deliver traffic that is clean and compliant with site, user, and application-specific security and quality of service policies. What does that mean? For site-to-site VPNs, customers are now looking for VPN tunnels that can be combined with a broad spectrum of threat management services, for example, gateway antivirus, anti-spyware, and anti-spam. They expect VPNs to rate, limit, shape, and prioritize traffic sent over the site-to-site tunnels. They also expect VPNs to do their work without slowing traffic down. 500 megabits of encrypted throughput is now a reasonable capacity expectation for enterprise-class VPN firewalls. The bar for remote access VPNs has been raised even further. Today's workers expect to connect from anywhere using any device over any Internet connection, and that includes wireless users that roam throughout their workday. Customers are now looking for remote access VPNs that can support a variety of endpoint devices. And that includes unmanaged home and public PCs, as well as mobile netbooks and smartphones. They do expect VPNs to adapt automatically to the threats, limitations, and needs posed by each of those use cases. For example, giving public PCs very restricted access to web applications, while enabling broad data and even voice application access from managed endpoints. Providers can also further sweeten the pot by explaining what their remote access VPNs will do to reduce the cost of activation, enable strong user authentication, remediate infected endpoints, and generate compliance reports. In short, VPNs are no longer just a way to keep the bad guys out. Providers need to pitch their VPNs as a cost-effective way to manage business risk while actually helping the good guys get their jobs done more effectively.
Okay, and do you have any tips on how to market VPN deployment and management services?
Sure. Customers that install their own VPNs usually do that to avoid actually depending on an unknown or untrusted third party. VPN service providers have a lot to offer. After all, hosted VPN services can reduce total cost of ownership while delivering more extensive security capabilities and expertise. The trick here, I think, is to present yourself as a trustworthy expert with a proven track record that can be counted on to deliver robust, reliable services, and also to stand by your promises. So how can you accomplish that? Well, first of all, don't simply describe a VPN service as a checklist of platform features. After all, customers can get that much just by installing their own VPN. What providers want to do is present VPN offerings as a service. Remember, the VPN firewall or gateway, it's just a foundation. Tell potential customers how you intend to partner with them to install, provision, maintain, and monitor the specific VPN services they've purchased. Describe processes like 24/7 monitoring in detail, describing common scenarios like threat escalation, customer notification, temporary user lockout, permanent account deactivation. Also, illustrate the logs or reports that come with your service for usage tracking, capacity planning, and incident investigation. Define measurable service-level agreements. For example, quantify how quickly customers can expect you to process routine and emergency change requests, and also what you'll do to make things right if you don't meet your commitments. Bear in mind that customers are coming to you because you are the VPN expert. That means you want to emphasize your staff's security expertise, certifications, as well as their availability to deliver top-notch support for tasks that actually do require human intelligence. Talk up your continuing investment in leading-edge VPN training and tools, and tell your customers how you safeguard their private information. Back that up with actual third-party security audits. treat each sales opportunity like a job interview. After all, you have to convince these customers to hire your crackshot team to deliver a service that will be critical to their ability to conduct business. Be prepared to provide customer references and describe specific business cases where your VPN services have been used, preferably for a long time. And then finally, don't assume that every customer wants exactly the same thing from a security partner. Offering a range of managed, monitored, and unmanaged services can let each customer decide how much or how little they want to be involved in their own VPN.
And that's about all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, Lisa.
Thank you.
For more information on VPNs, check out the full project FAQs. Be sure to use searchnetworkingchannel.com for all of your networking channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom, and thanks for joining us.